Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going through the Bible here. We've got into 2 Samuel, and we left off with, of course, David, King David, grieving for his son Absalom, who was slain in battle against his own father. Still, David loves his son and grieves for him, even though they've had a long and estranged relationship. At least for the past 7 or 10 years of their lives, has been somewhat estranged ever since Absalom slew his brother or his half-brother for shaming his sister. We'll pick up here in chapter 19 and verse 5. Let's see. And Joab came into the house of the king and said, "Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of the sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well." Strong words against the king from his servant Joab. "Now therefore arise, go forth and speak comfortably to thy servants. For I swear by Yahuwah, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now." Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, "Behold, the king doth sit in the gate." And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, who we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now, therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?" And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, "Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? You are my brethren, you are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are you the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, art thou not of my bones and of my flesh? God do so to me, and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab." And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, "Return thou and all thy servants." So the king returned and came to Jordan. And Judah came to Gilgal to go meet the king and to conduct the king over the Jordan. And Shimei, son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. And Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over the Jordan, and said unto the king, "Let not my lord impute iniquity to me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, and that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king." But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed?" And David said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries unto me. Shall there be any man put to day this death, put to death this day in Israel? For I do not know that I am this day king over Israel. For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? That's a rhetorical question. Therefore the king said to Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king swore unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day that the king departed, until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said to him, wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, my lord king, my servant deceived me, for thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass, that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he has slandered thy servant unto the Lord the king. But my Lord the king, as an angel of God, do therefore what is good in thine eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my Lord the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that he did eat at thine own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry any more unto the king? And the king said to him, Why speakest thou any more of the matters? I have said, thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is come again in peace unto his own house. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim, and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over the Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live, that I should go up with the king into Jerusalem? For I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto the Lord the king, my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over the Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense it me with such a reward? Let thy servant, pray thee, turn back again, that I might die in my own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and my mother. But behold, thy servant Chimham, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what he shall seem good unto thee. And the king answered, Chimham shall go over with me, and I will do good to him that which shall seem good unto thee. And whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that I will do for thee. And all the people that went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. And then the king went on to Gilgal, and Chimham went on with him, and all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away, and have brought the king and his household, and all David's men with him, over Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered, the men of Israel, because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore then be ye angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's costs, or hath he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered to the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then did you despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. And there happened to be a man, there happened to be there a man of Belial, in chapter 20 and verse 1. The man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah cleaved unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. Chapter 20, verse 3. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, and fed them, and went not in unto them. So they were shut up in unto this day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, "Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present." So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba, the son of Bichri, do us more harm than Absalom. Take thou thy Lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us." And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri. When they were at the gate, at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof, and as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Art thou in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand, so he smote him therewith in the fifth rib, and shed out his bowels unto the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him, and he said, "He that favoreth Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him, when he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. And when he removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue Sheba, the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel, and to Beth Maacah, and all the Barites, and they were gathered together, and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Maacah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, I say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee." And when he was come near to her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am." Then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thine handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." Then she spoke, saying, "There were wont to speak in old time, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. Am I one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel? Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I would swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown down to thee over the wall." Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, And they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew the trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the hosts of Israel. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, over the Cherethites, over the Pelethites, and Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder, and Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests, and Ira also, the Jairite, was the chief ruler about David. Then there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, "Is it for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites?" And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, "Now the Gibeonites, not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said to the Gibeonites, 'What shall I do for you, and wherewith shall I make atonement, that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord?' And the Gibeonites said to him, We will have no silver, nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall thou kill any man in Israel.' And he said, 'What you shall say, that will I do for you.' And they answered the king, 'The man that consumed us, and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose.' And the king said, 'I will give them.' But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because the Lord's oath that he was between them, and David and Jonathan and the son of Saul. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Ahiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite, and delivered them to the hands of the Gibeonites. And they hanged them in the hill before the Lord. And they fell, all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of the barley harvest. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock, and from beginning of the harvest until water dropped down upon them out of the heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told David what Rizpah, the daughter of Ahiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Saul, and the bones of Jonathan, his son, from the men of Jabesh Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them. And when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa, and he brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged, and the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son were buried, they in the country of Benjamin in Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father, and they performed all that the king commanded, and after that God was entreated for the land. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint. And Ishbi-benob, which was the son of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out to battle with us out to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this that there was again battle with the Philistines at Gob. And Sibbecai the Hushathite slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jerry-Orgim, the Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born of the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And we sing that occasionally in the congregation, in the fellowship. And when the waves of death compassed me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed about me. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. And perhaps we'll pick this up again when we get back. I hate to stop in the middle of a song. We'll be back after the news. You're listening to Cross the Border.